Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. India's retail investors seem to be undergoing a strategic pivot, turning away from legacy giants in IT, like in the past, to betting big on turnaround stories in search of a windfall. A Money Control analysis of shareholding data over the past 3 years shows a sharp rise of retail participation in potential turnaround stories such as Tata Motors, Yes Bank, and Suzlon Energy, ignoring steady compounders for multi-bagger returns, report Pavan Brugula and Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. Railway stocks are also on their radar, with IRFC and IRCTC seeing massive retail interest. Indian drug makers are quietly strengthening their balance sheets amid a rise in global uncertainty. Top pharma companies are sitting on a record cash pile of 48,913 crore rupees, the highest in 5 years, preparing for a new wave of global acquisitions and innovation-led investments, report Swaraj Singh Dhanjal and Vishwanath Pilla. The focus is on expanding overseas, investing in complex therapies, and building buffers against regulatory and trade headwinds, particularly in the crucial US market. A new wave of IPOs is set to hit the market over the next few weeks. As many as 8 companies, including HDB Financial Services, Sambi V Steel Tubes, and JSW Cements, are gearing up to launch their IPOs by the end of July, with a combined issue size of over 26,000 crore rupees, writes Ravindra Sonvane. Geopolitical developments, particularly between Israel and Iran, may, however, influence the IPO timelines. Audiobook platform Kuku FM is in advanced talks to raise about $70 million in a fresh round led by Granite Asia, as demand for bite-sized content rises among users and attracts investors to the space, report Tushar Goenka and Chandra R. Shrikant. The fresh funds will help expand its offerings, including more regional content and its creator base. In the telecom space, Vodafone Idea has teamed up with AST SpaceMobile to bring satellite-powered mobile broadband connectivity to India's remotest regions, reports Danish Khan. Both companies will work on the SpaceMobile satellite system, a space-based cellular broadband ecosystem designed to directly connect standard smartphones to satellite networks. AST SpaceMobile will develop, manufacture, and manage the satellite constellation, while VI will handle terrestrial network integration, spectrum operations, and market access. With global tensions on a boil, the Indian defense sector is on a roll. But analysts say it's the strong fundamentals and long-term growth prospects, rather than just conflict sentiment, that's fueling the rally, writes Anisha Kumar. On the markets, NSE is ditching Thursday for Tuesday expiries. But what's the big deal about Tuesday? Khushi Keswani explains that the 3-day cycle, Friday to Tuesday, for NSE's expiry gives traders more time to build positions and capture premium, particularly benefiting option sellers through theta decay. While this change could see NSE gain market share, it also opens up opportunities for BSE to carve a niche and creates a new landscape for traders to navigate. And finally, as India gear up for a pivotal test series in England, we look back to the early 1990s when a young Sachin Tendulkar was trying to find his feet in English county cricket and in life. Cricket historian Boria Majumdar shares memories from Tendulkar's Yorkshire stint, including how the now legendary cricketer gamed all-you-can-eat rules at salad bars so he could maximize the food while on a tight budget. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.